We're all children of God. And people who lived before Jesus the Christ were children of God too. Jesus didn't change anything, but he revealed it. He revealed the truth that was always there, and people didn't know it, and people didn't trust in it. And so therefore they weren't saved because they didn't have that trust that Jesus came to give. But we have that trust. We were baptized into that trust. But we forget that from time to time. And so we get lost occasionally. Even though we're saved, we get lost. And one of the ways we get lost is by gradually getting more and more out of touch with ourselves, out of touch with that inner depth of person that is made in the image of God and that reflects God and that desires to be back one with God again, that part of us that we sometimes call the soul. And the soul is that deeper inner person, and sometimes it's also called the heart. And Jesus refers to it in the last line of the gospel today as the heart. The mouth speaks the heart. And if the heart is wrong, the mouth is going to speak falsehood. But if the mouth is right, if the mouth is really in union with God and living in that sonship and daughterhood of the Father, well then what the mouth speaks is going to reflect that as well. How do we get out of touch with ourselves? I think it's because it's a lack of prayer, first of all, and it's a lack of humility, and it's an inability to recognize who we really are, because the world is telling us something very different. The world is telling us that we have to be strong, that we have to be educated, that we have to be prominent, that we have to be first. And Jesus in the gospel is always giving us an opposite message. It's better to be last. It's better to be humble. It's better to be vulnerable than strong. And that just goes against everything we hear all the rest of the time. And so we have a tendency to not trust Jesus and to trust the world. But the message that Jesus is giving us, it comes from someone, Jesus, the human being, who was also Son of God. It comes from the one who lives in absolute union with his Father, one who is completely confident in his sonship, one who is totally in touch with his divinity. We have a divinity within us too, but most of the time we're not very in touch with it. Jesus was always in touch with that. And so what he says is something not only revealing about who God is, but revealing about who we are. And if we're baptized into him and we're trusting in him and we're allowing ourselves to be filled and guided by his Spirit, then we're going to be on the path to unity. We're going to be on the path to righteousness and justice and truth. We don't have to discover that ourselves. We don't have to go out in the world looking for truth. It's in Jesus. We're baptized into it already. And so that basic humility, that openness, that trust that was in Jesus needs to be in us. And one of the things we need to pray for over and over again is, Lord, teach me who I am. Not who I think I am. Not this false self that I'm imagining and that the world is encouraging me to make up, but who I really am as a child of God. And he will gently guide us and lead us into that truth. And a lot of it's going to be negative. We're going to find the beam in our eye. And it's going to be shocking maybe when God reveals this to us. But I want to tell you, trust that when God reveals the ugly part of you, your sin, it's never in condemnation. It's always in mercy. God is the merciful God, not so much the judge. We're used to people judging us, and we're used to judging other people. But Jesus comes and forgives He forgives the sinful woman. He forgives everyone around him. He hangs out with the wrong people, the tax collectors and the sinners and the prostitutes. Because he comes in mercy and love, not in judgment. And so when he comes into our heart and reveals to us who we really are, whenever he's pointing up our sins to us, it's so that we can advance, so that we can be forgiven for those sins and move on more and more to his likeness. And again, it's quite simple. We don't have to read that much. We don't have to figure it out. We just need to be aligned with Christ. We were baptized into him, and we eat him at the Eucharist. It's about union with him. And if we trust that, and if we're humble and allow that to transform us into who God wants us to be, who God sees in us, even though we can't see it ourselves, if we trust in that journey and allow that transformation to take place in us, then the beam in our eye will gradually be relieved. St. Paul in that second reading says that sin gets its power from the law. It's a strange saying. And I think what he means by that is, if we stay on that level of religion that is about obeying laws, then we're going to be obsessing about that all the time, and we're going to create in ourselves a kind of a pride that we follow the law, that we do the things we're supposed to do, and that's going to make us judgmental about people who don't follow the law, or at least in our eyes don't follow the law. That was the Pharisees and the scribes. They were obsessed with the law, and they worked very hard to follow the law devoutly. They were good people who tried very hard. But what they were missing, Jesus told them, is mercy. You're so proud of the way you obey the law that you're always looking down your nose at people who don't. St. Paul says our faith, our religion, has to rise above that level of obeying the law. Not that the law isn't important, but if that's all there is, then it just leads to judgment. But if we move to the next level, if we allow ourselves to really get in touch with our childhood with God, then we're actually going to be humble and we're going to be non-judgmental.